The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, earlier on, we were talking about seagulls and them being a scourge in our urban centres. And there was Sinead Ryan and Jack Horgan-Jones. And the discussion ranged around whether or not the answer is simply to accept it, that we have destroyed their habitat and have to live with the fact that our bins tempt them in. Or do we go and get a shotgun? Well, Keith Connolly may not be going that far, but he's definitely on that end of the spectrum. He's Fianna Fáil councillor on Dublin City Council. Keith, you are in favour of drastic action.
Yes, Anton, good evening. I am indeed. I suppose there's one area that already has a derogation. Herring gulls are protected species by the EU, but Balbriggan actually got a derogation from the Minister, so people in Balbriggan can actually remove nests and eggs safely with permission from the department. I think that needs to happen in other parts of our city as well.
Now, the issue is a lot of people will say, look, in one way we could say that they are encroaching on our space, but in another, we're encroaching on theirs. They've always lived in seaside areas. We have created a built environment that's very like the cliff faces that they like, so we just have to learn to cohabit with them.
That is a fair point, but I suppose, like, I live in North Dublin all my life, and years ago I would have seen gulls come in when it was raining. They come from seaside areas in. Now they're currently in, they're nearly always in the urban areas, and that's because people are feeding them, and that's causing issues. A herring gull can live up to 25 years of age while breeding. She returns to where she was born herself every 4 years. So there's a lot of research done. Actually, there's a very interesting professor called Peter Rock in the UK, who has studied gulls most of his life. And he reckons that we're going to have much bigger issues in years to come. They have an unlimited food supply. They have no predators. And they're picking and choosing where they live in the urban areas. So we might see even bigger problems in years to come.
So what can we therefore do to eradicate them?
Yeah, so like, I used the example of Balbriggan, where a lot of residents have worked with the department. There's a guy called Tom Cardiff there, who I know has spearheaded some of the talks with the department in relation to getting a derogation. So they can remove eggs safely and nest safely with permission from the department, and that kind of tracks them. There has been research done by the NPWS in relation to a survey on gull population, and they're saying it's decreasing. But that focus is only on coastal areas. And I've got a lot of evidence, even anecdotally, that they're coming more and more inland. And there's no actual study on how big an issue it is in urban areas. So I think removing the nests and eggs safely will certainly be a start. And a bigger study on exactly how big an issue is in the city. I know earlier on your show, they were speaking about how they're ripping apart bags in the city, making our place untidy. In the summer months, they breed. Obviously, they start breeding at 4:30 in the morning. I dealt with a lady 2 years ago who moved out of her house for 3 weeks because we couldn't get the herring gull out of the chimney, and they were breeding basically, and she had chicks and all that in it as well. They're obviously attacking people in some areas, some seaside towns for food. Again, city centre, if you walk down Grafton Street with a burger, you're more than likely to try and get a swipe out of your hand fairly quickly. So they're becoming more and more aggressive and not having any predators and becoming more and more inland. So I think definitely measures around
The only thing, though, Keith,
in urban areas.
When you talk about the measures, whatever about the study, you mentioned the capacity to remove the nests in the derogation that Balbriggan has been given. Balbriggan has the advantage that it is relatively low rise compared to the centre of Dublin City. But if you go up onto a rooftop anywhere around Dublin, the kind of places where gulls are nesting, it's not easy to just go up and remove a nest.
No, and look, I suppose there are specialist companies. If it's that big an issue, like I represent Cygnus Glass, Devon and Ballymun, many people would have spikes or other covers on their chimneys to stop gulls nesting there. And that is some of the recommended measures from some of the pest control companies throughout the city. But there are specialists in this area, and you know, when they get in, they breed. And just remember, they return every 4 years to breed again in near enough the same spot. So we haven't seen the results of that yet. They're only coming more and more inland recently. And so I can only imagine the problem getting bigger in 10 years' time.
And how much of it is the encroachment of us into their areas, and how much is the attraction of food? Because a lot of the text that we're getting is saying it is the fact that the centre of a lot of our cities have such a litter problem. It is that there is such an unlimited source of food that we'll never be rid of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Unfortunately, the city has a big issue with illegal dumping. And even I've spoken to many people who would have neighbours who feed the gulls, leave out carcasses, for example. They would leave out bread regularly, and the smaller birds can't get to that. So naturally, gulls come back and they're getting bigger and bigger again. they're then attacking people for fuel. So that's a big, big issue, and that's something else that DCC are dealing with. Obviously, we could have another debate on that, but we now have new measures in relation to CCTV and GDPR that we can tackle people on illegal dumping. But I'd certainly encourage people not to leave any kind of fuel for gold, because that only makes the problem worse.
Have you seen anywhere where it has done well? I mean, we're getting texts about places like Denmark, which have done things like try to introduce contraception into the food that's left out for gulls to make them less able to breed. Is there anybody that you would point to and say, well, there is a good example of the way that it can be done?
Yeah, I know that was used in Germany on pigeons, but again, I need to see the research in relation to how it's been done well. I haven't seen any effective measures as of yet, but I do think certainly what a study is needed, first of all, to realise how big it is of an issue in our city, particularly in urban areas. So as I mentioned, the study was done in 7 target areas, cost €92,000 by the MPWS. But that was only in coastal areas, and that doesn't include urban areas, such as the area I represent, where gulls are becoming a big, big issue, and I'm sure they are in other parts of the city as well.
Keith, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. That is Keith Connolly, Fianna Fáil councillor on Dublin City Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.